אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Our next guest is Emmanuel Rosen. Emmanuel is an Israeli journalist, political analyst, and media personality. Shalom, Emmanuel.
Hi, thank you very much.
I think you've been involved in the media since you were a teenager, right?
Yeah, I think since I was maybe 14 years old, which was a long time ago.
Okay.
And I just remember that many years ago, it was the year of 1989, during the first uprising of the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, which, by the way, started in Jabalia. Yeah. Jabalia is now on the headlines. The first uprising of the Palestinians started in Jabalia after an occasion of an accident between an Israeli car and Palestinian car. It was a very naive, today we see it as a very naive struggle between Israelis and Palestinians with the stones and water and sometimes hitting in the hands. And I think we didn't understand that these days where all these processes are going to lead us. I remember these days the Minister of Defense, Yitzhak Rabin, saying that we must hit them very, very strongly. And when I came in 1981 to Australia to make some lectures in Melbourne and Sydney, I think I made many of the audience a bit angry when I said that this uprising will lead to a necessary negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis and maybe an agreement. Mm. And then 4 years later, we had the Oslo Accords. And the same Yitzhak Rabin, these days already a prime minister, shook hands with Yasser Arafat, which was the leader of the PLO these days. And they started a kind of a process which was ended 2 years later with the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. So this is a bit of history which also connects me to the Australian audience.
Thanks for sharing a bit of history. We understand that you're involved in a project that helps the families that evacuated the settlements around Otef Aza. And a couple of weeks ago, we also spoke to Dr. Dganit Biderman, the CEO of Citizen Impact, providing support to people in crisis. The fighting in Gaza is far from being over. However, they say that the real war of those evacuated people will start right after. So could you tell us more about this project?
The reality is the army, the IDF is struggling against the Hamas in Gaza, but the civilians that used to live in the settlements around Gaza, what we called Otef Aza, they only started now their struggle for life, economically and mentally. These people suffered injuries and lost people from sometime, from their own family, sometimes friends. They saw their settlements getting burned and destroyed, and they have to go back to life now. While the government is trying to do things, it's not enough. And this organization, which is led by Dganit, which she's a woman who's taking care for people who are suffering tragedies for more than 25 years, the basic is to give them a personal treatment and to help each one of them through an organization of 45,000 volunteers to stand on their legs economically, mentally, and in all the other ways, trying to stay alive and to go back to life, whether they will go back to the settlements or whether they will choose to live in different places. It's a very long struggle. It's a very tough struggle. It's not going to end in a few months. And I guess that it's going to last far after the military war will end. And this is what we are doing in this, I would say, organization or company, just trying to meet the people in the settlements and just help them to stand on their legs.
What are the key challenges of all those Israeli families who were forced to leave their homes?
Well, there are many challenges. First of all, they have to decide whether they go back to live in their home. You know, these people, for them, it was much more than a house. It was a dream. It was a place where the personal contacts between them and the settlements were much more than just, you know, choosing a house where you live. The head of one of these settlements, which was killed in 7th of October, Ophir Lipstein, was the head of one of the municipalities, Shar HaNegev, used to say that, you know, in the days of the rockets, of the Tzeva Adom, what we call, he said that we live in an area which is 90% paradise and 10% hell.
Mm.
So now it's 99% hell and 1% maybe paradise. So first of all, they have to decide if they go to live back in their homes. And if they go to live back, you know, they lost their houses, they lost their relatives, they lost their jobs, they lost their faith. Some of them are in a difficult mental condition. It's a struggle for life, and they have to start everything from the beginning. And we have to do everything to help them, because they cannot do it alone by themselves. And, you know, in the 7th of October, the state of Israel left them alone in front of thousands of barbary people who entered the state of Israel, murdered and slaughtered and raped and burned their houses. So we cannot leave them alone for the second time. And we must help them. And this is what we are trying to do.
And you're talking about the southern part of Israel. But what about the northern part between Israel and Lebanon, where Hezbollah is currently in a conflict? What about all these tens of thousands evacuated in the north?
You're absolutely right. And even if we are not going to have a large-scale war in the north, still we have more than 100,000 citizens from all the communities in the north, which more than 3 months cannot go back to their home. And then whole cities like Metula, Kiryat Shmona, and other places are empty of people. People lost their homes, their jobs. Children are not going to learn in school and not going to their kindergartens. They are spread all around Israel. This is, of course, an unbearable situation. And again, these are people that we have to take care for them, to help them to stand on their legs, trying to survive economically and mentally, and being prepared to go someday back to their homes. So even though in the north we didn't have the same catastrophic story like there was in the south, for them, they are far from their homes. They are exiled out of the north. And again, you're definitely right. These are people that we have to take care for them also.
Are all those relocated people from the kibbutzim and moshavim, and doesn't matter if they come from the south or north of Israel, do they manage to keep their community structure together, even if they are currently not home?
Of course, in the last days, in the first days, in the first weeks, the communities stayed together very, very strongly. But I'm afraid I must tell you that it changes. It's very, very hard to keep these communities together after more than 3 months. And these communities are becoming now less and less communities. It's not easy to help the community without living in the community. So my answer, unfortunately, is that it will not be possible to hold it forever. And this is why we have to do everything that we can in order to help these people as individuals to stand on their legs and to do everything that those who want to go back to their communities in the south and in the north will do it as soon as possible, having the security that they deserve, but also the economical conditions that they need in order to go back to places which, as I said before, it's much more than a house to live for them.
And we're speaking to Emmanuel Rosen. Emmanuel is a journalist and a media personality currently involved with various projects for the people in Otef Aza. From what you've seen, how has Israel changed in the last 3 months, specifically after 7th of October?
You know, the shock was so strong that, we feel the earthquake. But we are still in the middle of the earthquake, and it will take time to understand the circumstances and what happened and what will come after. I cannot tell you that I'm sure. You know, some people say that prior to 7th of October, Israel was very divided politically. So some people say that these events will make Israel united again. And some people say exactly the opposite, that these events will divide Israel to a very, very strong two groups who are fighting each other. I think that politically there are going to be major changes in Israel, in the government, in the coalition, in the opposition. I think that the army should think very, very good why it happened, what happened, and definitely there are going to be a lot of changes. But I think it's too early to know. You know, we are still in a deep dust cloud that covers all this country, and we can guess what's going to happen, but I think it's too early. But this is definitely the most dramatic and traumatic event that Israel had since 1948. Maybe the last dramatic event that I can think of was the assassination of our late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, which changed some things in the Israeli society. But I think this event will do even more. Exactly what it's going to do and how Israel is going to look to be, I don't know, 1 year from now, I think it's too early to know.
Not an easy time for Israel, currently still at the war, and definitely not easy time for all those people who got evacuated from their homes.
We are here in Israel. We are used to wars. We are used to sophisticated and dramatic security occasions, but this time, you know, this is something that definitely is the most traumatic and dramatic thing that happened since 1948. And we need your help, everyone. Everyone in everything that you can do counts. Every help counts. Every support. Every voice. As I said, every dollar. And I'm sure that together we will overcome. We are still in the middle of it, but I think that together we will overcome it.
Okay, Emmanuel Rosen, a journalist and a media personality in Israel. Thank you so much for speaking to us today about what you do, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.